Welcome to Nutrition for Me on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. Today's show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, our show sponsor, Ireland's number one super supplement brand. Enjoy Revive Active range of super supplement and feel great. Revive Active have teamed up with UK Health Radio to offer listeners an exclusive discount so you can test their supplements for yourself and start to feel super. Just go to reviveactive.com and use Radio15 to get 15% off their entire range, including their 7-day boxes, the perfect size to trial their super taste. You can find out more about Revive Active on their website, reviveactive.com. I'm Dora Walsh, personalized nutritional therapist, functional medicine practitioner, supporting you to overcome your health problems such as obesity, low immunity, chronic fatigue, skin conditions, digestive problems, out-of-control cravings, and much more. This week, we're talking about healthy holiday habits for year-round happiness. Whether you're planning to jet off on holiday abroad, or you're taking time to be at home for a staycation, now is the perfect time to think about healthy holiday habits that can contribute to year-round happiness. Because holidays, they change us for a little, don't they? Whether it's drinking more water to stay hydrated, getting more sleep, eating in peace, or sampling healthier foods that make us feel energized, the list of healthy holiday habits is endless. It's a serious prime holiday season, isn't it? And whether you're on this vacation in the UK or going further afield, everyone invests time and money for their holiday downtime. But what are those healthiest holiday habits, the things that we don't even think about? And how can we continue those healthy holiday habits throughout the year so they don't become a distant memory? Here to share her wisdom with us this week is Frasana Natter, Revive Active Health Expert and founder of Health Unlocked Membership, helping you transform your health through simple, healthy habits. Welcome to the show, Frasana. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here talking to you.
Thanks for being here this week to talk about healthy habits for year-round happiness. Before we go on to talk about those healthy holiday habits and how we can bring them back into our life when we come home, tell us how you came to be a Revive Active Health expert and nutritional therapist. What's your backstory?
I actually initially graduated from finance and I was working in banking for several years. Over time, in my late 20s, I developed an autoimmune condition, skin issues, gut issues, burnout, and it made me want to understand what was going on. I didn't want to take a pill or a steroid cream like for my skin. I just wanted to actually understand what was going on. And that led me to retrain for 4 years in nutritional therapy and also do my functional medicine certification. And by doing all of this, I was actually able to reverse and put my conditions into remission. And it made me feel so passionate about it that I now work with people to support them. And what I actually realized was whoever I was working with, it was actually the incorporation of so many little habits that you can habit stack that make a huge difference and can actually change how you feel, change your health. And so that's what I'm doing with my membership. We're looking at the science, we're looking about how we can incorporate little habits, but that have a huge impact.
I love these stories of how people have come to nutrition and health through their own personal worries with their health and how that's obviously transformed how they feel and their trajectory and using that to help others. So it's a really inspirational story. Frasana, as a nutritional therapist and Revive Active Health expert, you're accustomed to providing people with those healthy takeaway tips. You've mentioned that these little habits add up and make a difference to somebody's overall health. How has this proven to be a good foundation for long-term healthy habits?
Anything that you incorporate has an impact. There was a really interesting study that showed, for example, so many of us aren't eating enough plants, aren't getting enough fiber, and a lot of us are not feeling our best either. So there was a really lovely study that showed just increasing your fruit and veg intake by one had a huge impact increasing happiness, but you had to be consistent. So just taking a habit, so say even if it's having an apple a day, so you're having that additional one plant food does make a huge impact. And it was a significant impact to how you feel. Anything that you do has an impact. So, you know, it doesn't even matter where you're starting. Just starting somewhere has an impact. And then it just goes up from there.
And a holiday is a good chance to start those healthy habits.
Oh, a holiday is a brilliant chance because you have everything done for you. It's just about making choices.
And now it's prime holiday season. And whether our listeners are going to be on staycation on the UK or going to a field, everyone does invest a bit of time and money for that holiday downtime.
Something that many of us prepare for many months before we go away. We think about it. We organize.
I, for example, you know, when I go away, I like to use it as a chance to boost my health. So I always make sure when I go away, I'm trying to eat the healthiest foods. I take my supplements when I go away because I can be more consistent. Actually, when I'm in London, sometimes I forget my supplements, so it's harder to eat well. But when you're on holiday, if you're in a place where you can get good access to healthy food, you have more time to think about your health.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I feel like when we're at home, we're like chasing our tail all the time. We are like, you know, we're juggling. We've got a million things to do. And like our needs get left till the end, which is why we forget to take care of ourselves a lot of the time. But when you're on holiday, like you say, it's so much easier. And it's actually a really great opportunity to like kickstart a healthy routine as well. You just need to know what to pick and how to pick it. And like the order of maybe eating your foods can have a huge impact as well.
This is what the show's all about this week. It's those health holiday habits for year-round happiness. What can we do on holiday that's really healthy and incorporate when we're back home? But, you know, once we get into it, it's really easy to keep it going when we come back to our homes in the UK or wherever our listeners are. Are you going to be going on holiday this year, Pathana?
I am, actually. My parents live in Texas, so I am going to be going to Texas for the summer to spend some time with them. And then we're going to take a week away and go to Mexico as well.
How is your health plan going to be when you're away in Texas and Cabo and your preparation? Tell us how your diet will look. Have you planned it out? Your healthy eating for your family?
When I'm in Houston, it's very similar to how I eat over here. I get a lot of the same foods and I'll eat a similar way. But when we're in a hotel, I find that a really, really brilliant opportunity to eat even better and to supercharge what I'm putting into my body as well. The beautiful thing about if you are, you know, if you go to a hotel, usually the breakfast is always included, right? And there's so many options. So you have fruit, which is cut up for you. A lot of that you don't do at home because it's a hassle of cutting things up. You have fruit that's cut up for you. You've got vegetables. You've got like an omelet bar where you can add any sort of vegetable that you want into your omelet or your scrambled eggs. You've got a juice bar. So you've got people juicing for you. You have all the work taken out of it. So it's a brilliant opportunity to actually nourish your body. And while you're away, that's great too, because it's going to give you better energy to do whatever it is during the day. And the way you start your day has an impact on the rest of the day as well. So if you start your day with a really good blood sugar balanced breakfast, that keeps your blood sugar stable, that is going to have an impact for the rest of the day. So for example, when I'm in a hotel, the way I like to eat is I'll have a small bowl of fruit. So I'll use hydrating fruits like watermelon, different melons, antioxidant rich foods like blueberries. And we can talk about the benefits of the foods as well in a moment. But that's a really great way to get color in. It's a really good way to get in antioxidants, some skin protection. And then you want protein as well. So eggs is a really good source of protein. They help keep your blood sugar balanced for the rest of the day. And then it's a great way to add in vegetables to get more plant points and to support your gut microbiome as well. Yogurt is a great option. You've got some probiotics in the yogurt. If you have a Greek yogurt, you've got some additional protein. Add some nuts, some seeds to it for some healthy fats and protein. Again, these things will help keep your blood sugar levels balanced for the rest of the day. So it's always about eating protein, healthy fats, some color for breakfast. And by starting the day like that, really supports energy, good mood, focus, concentration. And then I also know that the breakfast bar contains a lot of croissants and cakes and, you know, all those things we also like to indulge in. Which is fine, you can have that too. But my suggestion would be to have that after your meal because it's going to impact your blood sugar a lot less that way. So for example, if you have a croissant or a piece of cake on an empty stomach, it's full of refined carbohydrates, which will make your blood sugar rise very, very quickly and then drop. And if you start the day like that, it has a rebound effect throughout the day.
But if you have it after a meal, the protein, the healthy fats will prevent that from happening. And so it's a little trick that you can use to eat what you want, but also feel great.
I love those breakfast bars as well, Fasana, because they do provide that great chance to make healthy choices. But we do need to be aware, as you said, of the unhealthy options. And if we're going to have a croissant or a cake, as you mentioned, you add it onto the end of the meal, and then it doesn't have such an impact on the blood sugar. And I guess, you know, what we, as you said, in the morning, it does set us up for a day, especially for people that are on active holidays or they're going out for the whole day and they might not know where they're going to be having lunch. And in fact, I know a lot of people, they skip lunch on holiday. I myself, not me, my personally, but they have a big breakfast. So if they have that big blood sugar sustaining breakfast and they're out on the day sightseeing, doing something, that breakfast is going to sustain them. So yeah, so important to get all of those fruits and vegetables in, the proteins, the good fat, and to try not to be too crazy on the dessert section of the buffet. So this is sounds lovely. So when you go to Cabo, you're going to be probably catered for. But in Texas, you're going to be doing your own food and you're kind of following your own diet. But then you're going to go out. How is the food in when you go away in Texas? Is it healthy? Are you able to find healthy options in the restaurant?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You can. I mean, I think a lot with America as well, the portions are huge, though. So you just have to be, you have to find the right restaurants that are going to cater for the way you want to eat. And you've also got to be mindful, their portions are double the size of what we're used to in the UK. So, you know, if you're in Europe or the UK, you might order a starter and a main, but over there, you're more likely just to order one or the other because it is a lot of food. When eating out, you know, you might not know what the menu is like. You might not know how healthy some of the foods is. What I like to do is I always like to choose a protein. So whether it's tofu or fish, or if you're eating a meat, to choose a protein, and then you can combine it with some vegetable sides. So for example, you could have some spinach, some asparagus, some greens, a side salad. So what we know that will help keep you satiated as well. But we also know that if you start your meal with some greens, so say like a rocket salad or some broccoli, what it does is it kind of creates a mesh in your stomach and it helps lower the blood sugar response from the rest of the meal. So that is a great hack when you're going out for dinner. Start with the green, it's like some greens or a vegetable side and your protein, and then have what you want, have your carb afterwards, because that's going to help you as well, feeling your best and supporting good energy mood.
The greens from the salad should come first.
Yeah, so the greens would come first. So those vegetables slow down the release of sugar from the rest of the meal. So if you have like a salad is great. So greens will do that, but also things like rocket, olive oil, and they have bitter quality. And that also helps support digestion as well, which means you're going to digest your meal better in addition to slowing down the release of sugars from everything that comes after that.
It's so good to maximize the order in which you eat your food. So people might not think that, they might go straight for the chips or the protein. Some might eat the steak first. But it's so good that within the same meal, if you just eat it in a different order, in a different way, you can really change how it's going to impact your blood sugar.
There's so many great hacks you can do around this. I was doing an experiment and this actually I found really interesting. So what I found is that if I walk, when I was walking for an hour, so this was a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't like a brisk walk. It was a really relaxed walk. And I was window shopping with a friend. And then we sat down and we ate a pizza. And I had a stable blood sugar because I had been walking for an hour before I ate. And that was actually better than actually trying to walk after my meal. I had a better response from walking an hour before my meal.
You tracking on one of those trackers?
Yeah, I have been. And I find it's absolutely so, so helpful because we're all a little bit individual as well. But so like, you know, for example, I found this really interesting because, for example, if you're on holiday and you want to have that ice cream, you know, being active, walking around, sightseeing, and then having ice cream is actually really not going to have an impact, too much of an impact on your blood sugar, which is, you know, we might not have realized that.
Yeah. This is a really good healthy hack that we can think about when we're back home. Some people think they want to take a walk after their meal, but the idea is maybe could you take a walk before? So maybe if you are going to have lunch and you're at work, You might go out for a walk before your lunch, a little one.
Yeah.
I know my husband does that every day, actually. He loves to go for a walk before his lunch.
Get something
from the workplace. And then he eats.
No, I find that so much more impactful, actually. Especially when you go for family meals, because actually, after you eat your meal, you maybe have dessert. And then maybe you're going to chat for a while. You're not going to go straight away and have a walk, right? So actually, if you're getting a similar response by having it before your meal, it's easier to incorporate. And we usually eat a meal after we've done some activity as well, right? So,
yeah. What does a holiday mean for you, Fasana?
Oh, I think it's just getting away from the routine. For me, I have 3 kids. I am cooking all the time. So a holiday for me is just not cooking, not cleaning up. And just getting a break from the routine. How about you?
For me, I like to use it as a detox. And probably not a lot of people do that. I don't know. But for me, I love to use it as a chance to revitalize my health. So I'm really, obviously, as a nutritional therapist,
I
eat very well at home. But I don't think I eat as well as when I'm on holiday. Because when I'm on holiday, I have more time to think about things and I'm not having to prepare it myself. So say if I go on holiday to the Mediterranean, there are going to be many chopped fruits and vegetables, as you mentioned. So I try and maximize my intake of fruits and vegetables. It's not always easy when you're in the UK, especially in winter, you might not feel like it. You, even as a nutritional therapist, you want comfort food. So I use the holiday as a way to detox and revitalize my health. I always take my supplements. And, you know, it's easier, I find, to adhere to my supplements when I'm away. I keep them in the hotel room. I have them just before I go down for my breakfast buffet. And I have a chance to have some treatments when I'm away. I'll go to the gym in the hotel. The sun, we know that the vitamin D is great for our circadian rhythm. Well, the sun is great for our circadian rhythm. The vitamin D from the sun is great for the immunity. And I don't get so much sun throughout the year, actually. It's pretty dark here and it's not even that hot at the moment in the UK, but it's just really a time to think about my health and time with the family, time to eat together, because often we're eating in different, you know, my daughter's at school, I'm at work, my husband's at work. So it's a really precious time to eat together in community and family and in a group. And I think that is very good for health, isn't it?
A brilliant detox, and it sounds so nourishing, but you're absolutely right. These things are really important. And, you know, doing these things, it is like a reset. It's like reminding you of, you know, what we can do and what we want to do. But what you say about vitamin D as well, you know, we've just got to try to soak up what we can and fill up our stores while there is sun. Because like you say, there's not that much here in the UK right now, and it's supposed to be a really wet summer. So going away, topping up your vitamin D, because in the UK, we can't absorb vitamin D from the months of October until about March. And we are actually relying on topping up our reserves over the summer months, aren't we?
In fact, at the end of the winter, our vitamin D stores are so low, so, so low that we really need to use that opportunity. In spring, I'm not sure we can get that much vitamin D in spring, but in the summer, definitely to get that sun on our skin. I think people are very scared of the sun, and definitely we do have to be careful. But getting a bit of sun on the skin and get those vitamin D receptors stimulated so that the body makes the vitamin D is very important. And often people are deficient. So also thinking about supplementing vitamin D is another thing that to think about too. And I even do that throughout the summer. Do you?
I do, because I've got a genetic polymorphism on my vitamin D receptor. So even if I'm in the sun all summer long, so I'm in Texas every summer because my parents are there. If I don't supplement, I am still, and I'm in the sun every day. I will always put sunblock on my face, but I will always give my skin 20 minutes of exposure before putting anything on. My vitamin D levels are rock bottom. They are really, really low. So I do have to supplement, but it's also suggested, what I would suggest is, at the end of the summer, to check your vitamin D levels and see how much you've been able to absorb. And then check them at the end of March to see how well you've been able to retain them over the winter months. So those are the two times that you want to check your vitamin D. And what's really interesting is, yes, we lose, you mentioned how our stores are the lowest in spring. Then there was a study that showed that actually it correlates with the lowest levels of our mood is also the lowest at that time. And it correlates with the low levels of vitamin D too.
Yeah.
Because vitamin D is important for mood as well. Yeah. So I suggest like testing to match, because we're all different. Like the NHS does recommend supplementing from October to March because the sun is not at the right wavelength, but you don't actually know where you're starting from. So it's really important to actually see where you're starting from, because that 10 micrograms might not be enough for you.
Mm-hmm. What supplements do you supplement with throughout the year, and especially on holiday? If you take your Revive Active supplements away?
Yeah, that is one I take with me everywhere. I absolutely love the Revive Active because it's easy. You get such a good combination of vitamins and minerals, and in a sachet, so it's so easy to take. I take it on the plane with me, so I'll have it when I travel, and then I'll take it with me every day. And I also love it because it's such an easy way to stay hydrated during the day as well. So I'll have it in a big glass of water, and so I stay hydrated. And even with the kids, I'll give it to them too, and they all really love the taste as well. So it's just a simple thing to take. My Revive, my vitamin D. And I'm also taking their fish oil as well right now.
When we're on holiday, we try and get that oily fish, don't we? But not everybody likes it. I mean, I do like oily fish, but I still take fish oil capsules because yeah. I just think it's so important for my cognition, my skin health, my joints. I want to be healthy. So I'm the same. I take my supplements away on holiday. I get my husband to do it and my daughter too. Do you do the Zest Active or the Revive Active one?
I do the Zest Active. Yeah, I do the Zest Active.
And we'll talk a bit more about the nutrients that are Zest Active and the nutrients we need in our diets a bit later in the show after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to UK Health Radio. I'm Dora Walsh, nutritional therapist and presenter of Nutrition for Me. And I'm speaking this week to Fasana Nasir, Revive Active health expert, about healthy holiday habits for year-round happiness. So Fasana, we've been talking about all the things we do when we go on holiday to try and be healthy and also just encouraging people to bring back some of those habits after the holiday and kind of keep them going when they're back home. And we talked a bit about what you're going to be choosing from the breakfast bar, the blood sugar, the order of how we can eat our foods to support that blood sugar balance, the kind of foods that we're going to have on our plate, eating as a family. We've been talking about the fish oil as well and our supplements and which supplements are we taking away with us to keep our health going. And tell us a bit more about how you incorporate your supplements and the fish oil and the healthy eating when you're on holiday.
Yeah, no, I take my supplements with me and it's really easy. Like we mentioned, like Revive Active, I take the Zest Active. The Revive Active is a really nice one too, actually, because it's got 1,000 IU of vitamin D in it. So if you are a little bit lower, that's a really nice level as well. But they're both really great products. Regarding like the omega-3, so I always take that with me as well. And some people are like, yeah, well, I have fish, so I don't really need to take an omega-3. But with omega-3, you need to have an oily fish. Not all fish are oily. So to be getting the benefits of omega-3, you need to be having salmon, mackerel, anchovy, sardines, herring, or trout. Those are the oily fish that contain omega-3. And you want to be having them about 3 times a week to get what you need from the food. If you are a vegan, then you're thinking about foods like ground flax seeds, chia seeds, walnut. But the conversion is lower to the anti-inflammatory omega-3. So it's something that we should all be thinking about incorporating. And actually, how much are we actually getting from our diet? How much of our fish is actually an oily omega-3 fish, and how much of it is more of a cod or a sea bass? A lot of people think, oh, well, I'm having fish like almost every day, but what kind of fish is it?
But you have to make that distinction. And some people, they kind of veer away from the oily fish because it has a bit of a fishier taste.
So yeah.
They're not going to be getting as much as of the actual omega-3 that they need for that brain health, for the cognition, the mood. It's so important. So it's important to supplement and to use the right fish and include those into your diet. I guess when we're on holiday in the Mediterranean, we have access to all these wonderful fish. So
yeah,
important to to try and give yourself a chance to get more of those fish in your diet when you're abroad, because people don't, I mean, they don't seem to be so much into fish in the UK, do they?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. You do have to make an effort, but it is quite easy. If you get a lot of the smoked fishes, which are really easy to add to your plate. But, you know, it is, the canned fish is really easy as well. It's cost effective way to incorporate it. Frozen fish.
I think it's another way to get vitamin D as well. Does the fish, vitamin D, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. But all the food sources of vitamin D are great to incorporate them, but you're not going to get what you need from food alone.
Oh, it's really hard. And there's not so many foods that contain vitamin D. There's pure butter, and there's the mushrooms. We can get the oily fish, but it's very hard. We need to get it from the sun and try supplementing as well. And as you said, you've got that genetic polymorphism, and a lot of people have it and they don't realize it. So just for our listeners to know, and it's not something to worry about, but it's important to think about. Some people are like a subset of the population. They will not make as much vitamin D when they're exposed to the sun as others. So they might always be low, however much they're in the sun.
Yeah, and it's not, you don't have to do a genetic test to find that out. You just need to check your vitamin D levels.
Yeah.
So regardless of what's going on there, yeah, just check. Like check at the end of the summer, check, you know, at the end of the winter. And just see where your levels are and see what you need to do to support that. And your doctor can help you with that. And also you mentioned mushroom as a source of vitamin D. I don't know if like your listeners are aware, but like if you take any mushrooms that you have and you turn them upside down so that the stump is facing up and you put them in the sun for about 20 minutes before you cook with them, they will absorb vitamin D from the sun for you as well.
Wonderful. That's like, I love those sun-dried mushrooms you can buy. And then you soak. So yeah, I'd never thought of doing it myself, but maybe I should put some mushrooms out.
Yeah, no, that's what I do before I cook with them. I'll just put them on the windowsill.
So you know, it's simple. You can do it if we have sun for sauna. So this is why we go on holiday to get nice sun-dried mushrooms and get the sun on our skin. You're not sure about here, but the sun's here still counts a bit, doesn't it?
Oh no, absolutely. The sun absolutely does count. Now with the sun, it has to be the right wavelength. And it is in the summertime from April till the end of September. But we can only absorb vitamin D from the sun from the hours of about 10 till 3 p.m. So you can't absorb vitamin D all day long. You can still get all the benefits like serotonin. It's good for your mood. You're going outside. You're getting fresh air. But you can actually only absorb vitamin D from the sun from 10 to 3 approximately. So a good way to check to see if you can absorb the vitamin D is look at your shadow. If your shadow is shorter than you, then the sun is at the right wavelength for you to absorb vitamin D. And that's usually between those hours. If it's longer than you, you generally cannot absorb vitamin D, but you still get all the other health benefits of being outside and being in the sun. And when it is shorter than you, you know, always wear sunblock on your face, cover, you know, take care of your face, but, you know, give your skin some exposure to the sun for about 20 minutes. So that it can make the vitamin D in the time. And then if you want to lather on your sunblock, you can.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I always protect my face from the sun as well. I don't want to age. I love to get a bit on my legs or on my arms. I know it's so important.
Yeah.
But then I said, just like you, Fasana, I also take my supplements and really conscious of that too. Not just for the vitamin D, but for all the other supplements, for the other nutrients that we need. That we get depleted in. And I, you know, when I go on holiday, I use the chance to get my diet really amazing. And then I, on top of that, I add the supplement and I drink it down. And when I take my supplements with food, it's absorbed in a better way. So yeah, so with the vitamin D and the sun, so important, but not just thinking about vitamin D, we're thinking about the whole gambit of different nutrients that we need. So just going back to what we were saying about supplements, I think with the Revive Active, just in case our listeners were wondering where to get them, can you get that at the airport? Can you get that online? Where do you get them from?
You can get it online and they're actually sold in the airport as well. And it's great because they're in travel size packets. So you can get packs of 7 from WH Smith, or you can also get the bigger packs online from the website as well. So you know, if you're traveling and you don't have time to order, you can just go pick them up at the airport. Or if you do have time and you wanted more, you can just order them online.
Yeah. Tell us about a few other holiday habits that you enjoy that can be incorporated when people come back home?
I mean, one thing that we should mention as well, actually, is that we talked about the sun and when to absorb vitamin D, but like also sunglasses and the impact of wearing sunglasses. Because when we're on holiday, we wake up, we go downstairs and we put our sunglasses on, don't we?
I'm wearing them 24/7 for sun, but I'm not sure that's always very good, is it?
Well, no, because if you're a really nice thing that we can do when we go on holiday, that really helps us adjust, like if you're in a different time zone, is actually take your shoes and socks off, go, you know, if you're at a beach, go ground. If you're at a home, go outside and put your feet, your bare feet on the grass. And that really helps your body adjust to the time zone. And also when we think about like the sun, you want to have the sun hit your eye. So that has so many benefits. That supports your circadian rhythm as well. It helps your sleep-wake cycle. It helps you adjust to the new environment. It helps with your hormones. It helps with your sleep. There's so many benefits embedded in nature for us. It's always going back to the simple things, don't you think?
I mean, I like to connect with nature. And I think when I'm on holiday, like you said, I like to get my feet on the ground because that's very grounding. It's good for my electromagnetic field. So I get my feet on the beach. We seldom have the chance to do that. I mean, I don't live near the sea and often it's too cold to go barefoot on the beach. So when I'm on holiday, if I'm going for a seaside holiday, I love to get my feet on the ground. I used to be the kind of person that used to love wearing sunglasses all the time because I'm into anti-aging and there is a concern about the sun on the skin around my eyes. But since I've been into naturopathy, I do allow the sun to enter my eyes in the morning when I wake up. And especially on a holiday, when the sun is so beautiful, the sunrise, oh, wow. And when it starts to get warmer, you have to allow a bit of that sun to come in because it does set your hormones. And even for women that are menstruating, it cycle and makes it more regular. You must come on the show another time. We can talk about that because that's a whole other topic. But it's so good to be connected with your body. And when you connect to nature, you connect more to your body because nature will help you. So there are so many opportunities out there. But for people that aren't on away at the beach, they can walk around their garden barefoot, can't they?
Yeah.
They can go to the garden, they can go to the park. They can still connect to nature. They can go to the forest.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's something I do every single morning, assuming it hasn't been raining. Mind you, even if it's a bit wet, the grass, that's even better. But every morning I will go outside, I will ground, I'll get some sunlight and I'll have my coffee. I'll have my coffee outside on the grass, multitasking, coffee outside, grounding, getting some sunlight and listening to the birds. Like something simple as listening to the birds has been shown to reduce stress, support your nervous system. And all these natural areas like grass, like they say there's thousands of microbes, you know, on these surfaces, like on the sand, there's thousands of microbes and they actually positively impact your gut microbiome. So you're actually working on your gut health while you're doing these things as well and getting all the other benefits.
Everything is interconnected. So we have to take the chance to use those wonderful resources around us, the nature. We can go to the forest, we can go to the park, we can go into our garden. And also try and get away from pollution as well. That's the other thing I love on holiday. I try to go get away. I live in London. It's very polluted. So I love to get away from the pollution and breathe fresh air. And that's good for my health. And when I come back from my holiday, I always notice the difference when I come back to London. So I say to my husband, oh, let's go out to the forest today. Let's drive down to the coast. I'm in southeast London, so you can get down to the Kent coast. It's not too far. I those things when I come back to, fresh air is very important. Going back to the sun, we talked a lot about the sun, but it is really important about how, you know, you did mention that when we have more vitamin D, we feel happier. But can we talk a bit about how this sun supports our melatonin and our serotonin levels and why we feel so great when we're on holiday?
Well, we'll naturally get, so our serotonin naturally goes up with the sun. So we just feel happier. Like you've had that, you know, when you're at home, sometimes you feel a little bit rubbish. You'll go outside, you get some fresh air and you come back happier, don't you? And serotonin actually converts to our sleep hormone melatonin that helps us go to sleep. So when you're on holiday and you're in the sun all day long, don't you get more tired? Don't you feel more sleepy? Don't you sleep better? It's because you're getting that conversion of serotonin to melatonin and it helps with your sleep.
Yeah. The other thing I love as well, Hasana, is when I'm in that hotel room, I love those blackout curtains.
Mm.
Have those at home.
Yeah.
And to sleep in complete darkness is so good for health. There's been a lot of research on it. You can look it up.
Mm.
Your immunity improves your, you know, how you recuperate overnight. We too regenerate and recuperate overnight. So I like to not, I'm not saying everyone should do this, but I don't put the alarm on. I put the blackout curtains on and I just let myself sleep as long as possible. And I can tell you, I went on a holiday once and I'm not joking. I came back looking younger just from that and eating healthily because that sleeping in darkness, it just really allows you to get the most wonderful sleep.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. I mean, sleep. It's so foundational. I don't think people like buy into all these other different hacks, but sleep is so important. If your sleep is off, it's really hard to get other things right, isn't it?
So that's the other thing I should do is I should get some blackout curtains at home. Let's talk about all of the places people go to on holiday. Now, obviously, in the UK, we often go to the Mediterranean, don't we?
Hmm.
And people think, oh, you know, Mediterranean diet, that's healthy. I'm going to be really healthy. I'm going to follow the Mediterranean diet. Is it just eating a lot of pasta?
Oh, absolutely not. So the Mediterranean diet is a beautiful diet because they're eating a lot of locally sourced foods. So whether it's fish that they've just caught or whether it's like vegetables that they're like growing and they're eating, whether it's herbs that they're growing and then they're using it for teas, whether it's olives or then pressing the olives and having extra virgin olive oil with their meals. And actually the foundation of the Mediterranean diet, if you Google it, you can see pyramids. The bottom is all like community and relationships, you know, and then on top of that, you've got all the colorful fruits and vegetables, you know, and stuff like that. But it really is a mix of like eating local, seasonal. It's about community, it's about people and, you know, all those relationships as well. It's about hydration, teas that, you know, that they're naturally growing and stuff like that.
Yeah. So the Mediterranean diet is not just pasta, it's those olives.
Yeah.
It's olive oil, as you mentioned. It's the lycopene from the tomato.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just pizza and pasta. It's what's going on the pizza and
pasta.
And the Mediterranean is not just Italy, is it? There are other countries in the Mediterranean, I believe, you know, so we're not just thinking about Italy. But if we can follow these kind of basic healthy principles, fresh lemon, olives.
Yeah, and in a lot of these Mediterranean places, a lot of them are blue zones. Some of them are blue zones as well. And those are areas where they have the most centenarians, which basically means they have some of the oldest living populations. So people reach 100 years and older who live in these areas. And they say a lot of it is due to these principles and these foods as well. Another food would be like beans. They found that to be a regular in all of these people's diets, that they're having beans, which is great because they're inexpensive. They're easy to incorporate into absolutely anything that you're having and they're available everywhere.
Yeah. I read that the blue zoners, you know, they, as you mentioned, they have lower rates of disease. They have less life expectancy and their diet is 95% vegetables, fruits, grains, and beans or legumes. People use the word legume. And in terms of the nutrients in those, it's like high vitamin B, high fiber. Amazing nutrients in a diet like this. They're not vegetarian. They just have lots of plants and then they'll have very good quality meat and maybe some fish.
Yeah. And they're getting all the fiber. So we know these are recommendations that are made to us, you know, have 30 plant foods a week, have 30 grams of fiber a week, get your colors in daily, you know, count colors, don't count calories. And so this is like, it's a shift we can all start working on because it's available to all of us. We can all try to slowly incorporate more plants. We can all try to slowly increase our fiber intake. We can all try to slowly increase colors and also bring that back home with us after the holidays as well. Because we are right now, there's so much information right now on ultra processed foods, right? And trying to move people away from this into, you know, this kind of Mediterranean blue zone kind of eating where we know the health benefits are huge and we can do it. It's not like it's not accessible to us.
Yeah.
Or any, you know, it's just knowledge.
We can use the holiday to start off on a good foot. Blue zone diet, the 95% vegetables, fruits, grains, legumes with some good quality protein in there. Or the Mediterranean diet, which we mentioned, olive oil, healthy fish, olives, avocados, lots of multicolored fruits and vegetables. We can start on holiday because we have more time and space. But once we get into it and we come back, we can find little ways to bring that back, incorporate that back into our diet when we're back home.
Mm.
You know, it just drizzle of olive oil on the salad.
Yeah.
Buying a can or not a can, maybe a bottle of olives, you add them onto the side of your meal.
Yeah.
You can buy pre-chopped vegetables if you don't have time to chop.
Yeah.
You can cook your tomatoes for longer to get the passata effect and get that lycopene. Little habits, like what you said at the beginning, it doesn't need to be all in one go, but we have little ideas that we can incorporate. Each week we can add extra vegetables, or some people try and eat an extra different type of vegetable every day, an extra one. But in the supermarket.
Yeah, and we're so lucky because we actually live in a society where actually there is a lot of convenience there and we can buy these things. So like even sofrito, you know, the chopped up onion, celery, garlic, carrot, we can buy it frozen, which means it's fresh, and use that. We can buy passata in glass jars and use that. Like these are like foods that are easy to incorporate even if you don't have time.
Let's go back to, we talked about the sun, we've talked about the blue zone diets, the Mediterraneans. Obviously, another blue zone diet is the Japanese. That there's an area of Japan that is where there are a lot of blue zone. It's a blue zone area where people are living for a long time. And I think, is it Okinawa?
Okinawa, yeah.
Yeah. So what are they doing there?
Are they doing in Okinawa?
Yeah. Is it because they have more soya, or is it their healthy fish that they're eating? Or it's one of the blue zones anyway.
I mean, they're exercising, they have community, they're jumping up trees and picking their fruit. But it's a lot of the same principles that are throughout the whole of the blue zones. There's community is huge.
And they're major.
Yeah, the community, they're active, they're eating locally sourced foods, they're eating variety, diversity.
And I guess they're cooking their own meals, and our listeners might not want to hear that because it's also nice. It's very nice to be cooked for, especially when you're on holiday, but when you cook your own meals, you kind of connect with your food. So yeah, I mean, the blue zones, that's really new. Yeah.
And a huge part of that as well is they live together, right? So they say like the old are, you know, they have the young to look after, to teach, and the young have the old to look up to. So they're living, three generations are living in a house together as well. Don't have that loneliness.
We're going to be talking a little bit more about healthy habits that we can incorporate for all year round, healthy holiday habits for year round happiness, after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on the Nutrition For Me show on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. I'm speaking to Fasana Nasser, Revive Active Health expert, about the healthy holiday habits for year-round happiness. Fasana, we've had a great chat about all the different healthy holiday habits that we should be thinking about, that we could be incorporating into our life when we come home, the healthy sunshine, the nutrients, the blue zone diet, the Mediterranean diet, eating in community, getting back to nature, fresh air, grounding ourselves by putting our feet on the ground, and just having more rest and relaxation. So it's been really inspirational. Just going on to also the supplements that we should be thinking about. We talked about taking those supplements when we're abroad because we have more space and time to think about it, and then making sure we continue that when we're back home. Let's talk a bit about how we can get all those wonderful vitamin Ds, the B vitamins, the C vitamins from those wonderful Mediterranean and Blue Zone diets into our everyday supplement intake. Which are your favorite ones? I think you mentioned the Zest Active was one of your favorite ones. Is that right? Was it the Revive?
I love them both. I find them both really, really easy to take because you are just, you know, throwing them in some water and drinking it. I don't enjoy swallowing pills as much, so I find it really, really easy. If I forget to take it in the morning, so even after a holiday, when I come back, I'm really consistent with these supplements, because if I forget to take it in the morning, which I do a lot of the time,
I can just throw it in my bag and I can have it later. So it's non-stimulating. So even if I remember at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll have it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's nothing in it that's going to keep me up overnight. And actually, when I'm feeling tired in the afternoon, it's actually a really nice time for me to take it to give me a bit of a, you know, a bit of an energy boost as well. So, you know, it's so easy to take and it really doesn't require any thinking, right? So it takes that decision fatigue. So if you've got a lot of supplements as well, sometimes you're like, oh, should I take this? Should I take that? And you don't end up taking anything. Whereas this takes away, you know, that decision fatigue. You just take it, you know, just keep it in your bag and you just have it later. It's one sachet. It's just easy.
Yeah. The one I like is that beauty complex. The selenium in, you know, which, you know, in Brazil nuts, by the way.
Yeah.
And a few other foods, but it's not so easy to get selenium from Brazil nuts these days. The nutrient content has gone down. And I do love them. I love to eat them and you can't get anything. But I love that beauty complex because that selenium is wonderful for my skin. It's got the vitamin E. It's got the collagen in there.
You know,
it's such a hot topic right now.
Yeah.
Collagen, isn't it? Because for me, it has really made a difference to my skin, but also for my joints and my well-being as well, because joints need collagen. So when we take these things, we think, oh, we only think of our skin, but actually it's the skin inside and the tissues inside that are affected too, not just the outside skin we see. It goes, the nutrient goes to where it's needed. So that's the one I really like for my days, because as I mentioned, it's a little detox, a way to kind of get myself back on track. And the Omega Active, the fish oil, is wonderful.
Great. That's a really lovely one as well. Really great for the skin. And it's a hydrolyzed collagen, which means it's going to get absorbed as collagen. And then your body, like you say, can use it wherever you want to use it. It doesn't get broken down into amino acids. It stays as collagen.
Well, it's been wonderful speaking to you on the show this week about the healthy habit that we can incorporate for year-round happiness. It's so wonderful to talk to you about the sleep and the circadian rhythms, getting grounded, the sun, the nutrients, and all these inspirational diets and also lifestyle practices that allow people to live until they're 100, being with your family, enjoying yourself, eating together. These are all things that we can incorporate back home. Make time to eat with your family, even if it's once or twice a week. Even if you're busy, you can make that time. And that really makes a difference to your health. Chewing your food well, eating in peace, resting, fresh air. These are all things that are free and can be done when you come back from your holiday. And I hope, listeners, you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed presenting it. Join us again next week on the Nutrition for Me show on UK Health Radio. Today's show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, our show sponsor, Ireland's number one super supplement brand. Enjoy Revive Active's range of super supplements and feel great. We've teamed up to provide UK Health Radio listeners with 15% off their range, so you can try it for yourself. Just go to reviveactive.com and use Radio15 to see what feeling super is all about. Until then, listeners, thank you and goodbye.